Yesterday, Governor Walker signed Senate Bill 46 into law, establishing October 25th as African American Soldiers' Contribution to Building the Alaska Highway Day. As Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early reports, the bill was signed in two different places. The first was at an Anchorage church.
Sunday's service at Shiloh Baptist Church in Anchorage was fairly typical, with the exception of some of the guests in attendance. Governor Bill Walker, his wife Donna, as well as Senator David Wilson and his wife Alita were sitting in the second row as Pastor Alonzo Patterson spoke about how the Bible teaches that change will come to those who wait.
Waiting can be problematical sometimes. It's hard to wait till change comes.
It was a fitting message considering that Walker was at the church to sign legislation that advocates argued was 75 years overdue. Senate Bill 46 was introduced to commemorate the black soldiers with the Army Corps of Engineers, who, in 1942, came up to build the Alaska half of the Alaska Highway. Many of them came from southern states and had never seen snow before. The Army was segregated at the time, and the white soldiers built the half of the highway that led through Canada. The Army wouldn't be desegregated until 1948. However, many people believe that the building of the Alaska Highway was a major factor in desegregating the military.
Not my words, it's the federal government's words, that this highway really was the road to civil rights. It took that question mark and turned it into an exclamation mark.
Governor Walker signed his first name at the church in front of community advocates who'd help raise awareness for the bill. His last name was later signed at the Veterans Memorial in the Delaney Park Strip of downtown Anchorage. At the celebration, Wasilla Republican Senator David Wilson, who, along with Anchorage Democrat Garen Tarr, helped the bill through the legislature, acknowledged the horrible conditions and racist attitudes the soldiers had to face. They often overworked and outbuilt their white counterparts, even though black soldiers were issued inferior tools and equipment.
This doesn't quite make it right, but it does acknowledge the hard work, doing something that's a nearly impossible feat, and I doubt it can be redone today. And it was that first road to civil rights that helped desegregate the Army and later the U.S.
Gene Pollard is a teacher and one of the main organizers of the Alaska Highway Project, whose main goal was educating people of the historical significance of the highway. She first learned about it in a PBS program.
Leah Morgan was telling the story 6 years ago, and I never had heard that side of the story before. I heard that soldiers built the highway. That's all I knew. But when she began to talk about black soldiers here, white soldiers there, I didn't know that at all.
Pollard contacted Morgan, and they and other advocates began to work with the Anchorage School District to get the story into Alaska Studies curriculums across the state. The group is also getting a memorial erected in Centennial Park for people to visit and learn about the story while looking at historical photos of the black and white soldiers. Shayla Dobson and her husband Jim will be in charge of creating it.
It will have on one of the granite panels the iconic photograph. And it will also have other photographs that people can then see what's going on. It will be a place where people can go if they don't know about the history. If they didn't get to take Alaska History's class, the information will be there.
During her remarks, Pollard made reference to the 2016 film Hidden Figures, a movie about black women who worked for NASA and were mostly unknown to history. She said the building of the highway was, quote, Alaska's hidden figures. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.
Fort Greely and Delta Junction officials are planning a day-long celebration on June 3rd to mark the 75th anniversary of the construction of the Alaska Highway and Allen Army Airfield. It will also emphasize the role of African-American soldiers who helped build the highway. Fort Greely will release more details in the coming weeks.